It is my view that economic citizenship is a superficially attractive option. The downside is, to me, the downside outweighs whatever money you can collect. The downside being the problems you will have dealing with due diligence. I want to also indicate that in the OECS, or in the Caribbean, once you have one country already which has taken the lead, others which are coming are unlikely to be able to get the kind of results. St. Kitts, Nevis, for instance, already jumped the queue, and it's years now they've gone and they've gone ahead. If somebody has been around for 5 years, have a connection with your country for 5 years, and has made a significant contribution to the economic, social, or cultural life of the country, that person is also a person of sound character, and that they understand what it means to be a citizen and can write and speak the English language at a certain level of proficiency, those things. The law, not the law which I introduced, the law which I met there, reposes in me as the minister responsible for citizenship. The authority to exercise my discretion to grant or not to grant citizenship in those circumstances on an application before me. Now, that is the way in which Sir James had given Antonio Saladino citizenship, the investor in Canada One. That's the way he had done several others, and Mr. Cato before, and that is the way I did Dave Ames and one or two others. There are people who mistakenly say that when you do that is economic citizenship. It is not. Because you require to have a connection up front with the country for a minimum number of years.